Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is your chance to ask us anything on Sharp and Benning in the Morning. Brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill, 173rd and West Center, and carry out at 162nd and Maple. It's Ask Us Anything with Sharp and Benning in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.
All right, 100 days from college football today, and guess what's coming up at 10 a.m.? Jimbo Fisher will have media availability at Kyle Field in College Station at 10 a.m. You think the SEC Network will carry it live?
Probably. I mean, and Prime said he's going to address the lie that Coach Saban said. He doesn't have to pay his people to play with his people. That's what Prime said. I'm just...
Probably change the Affleck commercials, how they're going to be framed.
Hey, Prime went, like, caps, too. And I told you, you come up with a term like Tim Johnson so you don't have to call people a liar. Because once you say somebody lies, like, that's like, ooh, I'm going to hold you to that. But he basically said that he's fibbing over what he'd have to do. I don't know how I feel about the whole our people thing, but, hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with a good college football for
you. So now you understand when you say that to me.
Yeah, but we're on the same team, me and you.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Aren't we?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
At least for now. Coach Prime, I'm going to read this to you.
Well, can we start the Ask Us Anything?
Well, Shane stopped the music because Grim from the Grum came in. I figured they were talking. Oh, I hear the music queued up again.
Good morning.
Good morning. You could talk to Nick. It's okay. We like Nick. Come on back. Hey, come back, Nick.
That was Shane come back.
It is Shane, but I just wanted to say Nick because do you need his help or not? If you want his help, you can get his help.
No, I don't need his help.
Oh, sorry, Nick. False alarm.
Okay, you're good, Nick.
This is great in rehearsal here. Wait till we go live.
You are looking live.
Why didn't you say baby? Baby, come back.
Who was that? Baby, come back.
Baby, come back.
Is that one of those people we thought was black, but they're really not?
That was me. First name player.
Wow. Okay.
Look it up.
Who's saying that?
Player. Me.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, player.
Oh, Shane, did you nail that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so...
That's why I said it was me. Player.
Yeah, that's cute. No, I get it. So what... I almost said what color. I knew they weren't black. Yeah, see, that's an illusion. That was pretty good, Shane. I'm going to give you, hey, air dap. All right.
Late 70s, a little smooth.
Lead paint guy. There was a lot of that crossover back then.
I didn't have that many chips as a kid.
All right, man. What's the first question, and what one will Sharpie dodge?
That question's for all.
Any kind of fool could see.
Oh, gosh. Hey, why do they spell it with two E's?
I don't know, but there was something in Everything About You.
Oh, Lord.
Not the TV show. So, baby, come back. Yeah.
Player?
You can blame it all on
player?
Question for all three of you. This is from Zach.
That would be you, too, Shane.
So, question from all three of you from the official University of Nebraska Uber driver.
Oh, gosh.
If I were to pick...
The hype man?
If I were to pick DB, Funk and player for a night of partying. What are we listening to, and where are we going to party? What you got,
ooh,
fellas?
Ooh. So all three of us are together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just go to my Spotify. I have three categories, and I'm just going to read them to you as is because I believe there's a certain amount of transparency we like. My libraries are titled... Turnt. That's with a T. R&B. Contemporary Christian. Christian rap. Then I have one way down at the bottom that we will not be playing, and it's called Low and Slow.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That'd be uncomfortable.
So what, which one would you guys like to pick?
What, the Beastie Boys, Slow and Low?
No, that is the tempo. No. No, that's not it. What would we be listening to?
Ride It.
Pardon?
Regard, Ride It.
All night? Are we just going to put it on loop?
It's a good song.
Shane, you dabbled as a DJ.
Like, what would we be listening to?
Yes.
Well, we'd be listening to John Williams. We'd probably start with A New Hope, and then we'd go into Empire Strikes Back after that, and then we'd go into Return of the Jedi. Why not listen to the score?
Wow.
What are we going to do that when we pull up outside the Phoenix?
Wow. This dude said Star Wars songs.
Hey. Zach, this is a great question, but Shane is just
Shane would be like, hey, pass me that drink, man. Hey, shh, 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 shh.
That's the cantina band. You have to have that going on right there.
Listen to how it sounds like a ship is traveling in space. Ooh, set it off. Yeah, okay. Is this after you pass me your Kool-Aid? Hey, guys.
This player would say, drink up, fool.
Yeah, here's your juice box. Sounds like a swell time. Where would we go?
We go to the Phoenix. We take Shane to the Phoenix.
They got pretty decent food. They got a smoker back there they keep kind of hidden.
People go there to hide.
It's a good little...
Yeah.
Shane
likes former Huskers, so we go to the Caddy Shack.
Sneaky good. Why are you in that corridor? You just got a thing for 120th?
Spend a lot of time over there.
We go to taxis.
I go across Dodge. I go North Omaha. I'm big in North Omaha.
Yeah.
I'm big in South Omaha. I was in West Omaha.
Micah had practice at McMillan yesterday. I was kind of in my old haunt. I drove around. Went down to a park right down the street and asked a particular kiddo why he was under the sprinkler system with his clothes on.
You as a stranger?
Yeah, I know some. You know,
okay. I got it. Maybe we take
it. It was packed.
Let's do daylight. We'll go to Tiger Tom's with Shane.
Oh, you like tigers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shane will get to meet a lot of the
regulars.
Yeah, who are probably listeners of the show.
Yeah, Tigers is fine.
Yeah, we'll go there. All right. That
it's dark that like, too, so that's
is
that's
that
good.
Like a dance place?
No. What is what?
I've never heard of Tiger Tom's.
Why would we take you to a dance place?
It could be like a fun type of dance place.
Hey, Shane, bust a move. Daytime, cheers. I'll take that shake and pour it neat, please. No, Shane, it's not a dance place.
I was thinking more like a dollar's dance place.
This doesn't sound good. Zach's like, yeah, I'm not hanging with any of you.
A what?
A dollar's dance place. Like I was thinking more like, I mean, Tiger Tom. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Dollars is in the Playhouse?
Yeah.
What?
And wouldn't that be a good time? You're listening to Star Wars and then going to the Playhouse?
Oh, my God. What's going on here? Shane, you have...
I don't even know what to do with you sometimes.
You may have eliminated
First
any
of all,
chance
I'm
that
not going
us.
There. Second of all, what do you want to do? Hey, guys, you want to go out to the... What did you call it? A dollar's place?
I don't know. I mean,
why don't you just call it... You want to go to a strip club? You want us to take you to a strip club?
That's what it sounded... I never heard of Tiger Tom's. That's what it sounded like to me.
I'm past that.
What is this? Teammates? Like, no, you take a kid out day? No.
I think
he asked what all three of us got. I mean, maybe I'm suggesting we go to the Playhouse.
It doesn't sound like you're anybody I want to go anywhere with.
Yeah, I'm done with those places.
Listening to Star Wars scores.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you'd say, hey, you want to see my lightsaber? And we'd be out.
Well, clientele changes from daylight to dark.
Next question, please.
It's supposed to have good food, right? Isn't that what everybody says?
Not every strip club buffet is created the same. Not every is. Every
and
place
hopefully
is
it's not
release.
Really buffet.
Why would you do You want that? The next question?
Why wouldn't you have a buffet? You want people to stay for a while?
A lot of germs. Probably not.
This may have been the... Good question. The worst. What did you call it again? A dollar?
Dollars Club. You're talking dollars. Hey, let's get to the next question from Justin here. Okay. Good morning, guys. Would you rather live in the Playboy Mansion or live at a strip club?
What's wrong with these people?
What do they think we do? All we do is watch sports in our houses.
Exactly.
Do I have to answer that? Like, what's the Who has better food? Like, I suppose I'd take the mansion because they have a fridge.
Got nice scenery. They got a waterfall.
I could always go outside and get away.
And get my smoking jacket.
Before I get suffocated with silicone.
I'd say the Playboy Mansion.
I'd take the mansion, too. Yeah. Dude, I can't believe you, Shane. This dude, we let him off the hook. He's playing movie scores. Hey, Shane, turn that up. Wait, that sounds like the theme from Return of the Jedi. It is.
Darth Vader's theme is pretty sweet.
Is that Darth Vader's music?
Oh, my God.
From the backseat?
I mean, guys, shh, 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 shh. Hey, listen.
You're from Star Wars. You got your own theme, don't you?
This is right what they played when it got hectic with Palpatine. Guys, quiet.
Hey, deal me another card.
Shh, no, be quiet. Be quiet. This is the buildup, man. The Rebels.
What the? Pass me a dollar.
Shane, you ever thought about what you do for your bachelor party when you get married?
He said he's never getting married.
I don't know. She's got him. She's a
good. Have you not heard him give the cow milk reference? Yeah.
All right, next question.
Okay, so there's a couple here from David. Would you rather feel sticky all the time or itchy all the time?
Sticky.
Sticky. Ooh.
I don't like either. I would have to say...
Dude, I used some CeraVe the other day. My legs were on fire. I couldn't stand myself. Definitely going with sticky.
I would say sticky as well. Yeah.
Okay. He said, yeah.
Okay, and then one other question he has. Would you rather live in the rest of your life in a rap music video, country music video, or a Star Wars music video?
No, you're just adding Star Wars. There's no, he did not write that.
It's in there.
Star Wars?
They made videos.
Oh, my Lord.
So live the rest of your life in a rap video?
Country or Star Wars? That might have been the greatest question ever.
So,
and
it was country,
and I might add the Star Wars.
If it's country, I'm for sure losing my dog and probably a significant other. If it's rap, I'll never have settled down to begin with. And Star Wars would be, well, at least I could wear a costume to hide. I would probably take.
We're big into hiding today.
I think I would take Star Wars.
Okay. I thought, whoa.
Least amount of drama, and I could probably keep my dog.
Not all. See, that's where we have to stop.
Not what? All, what are you mad
not
about
all
now?
All country music videos are like that. Not everybody cheats in a country music video. Sometimes there's happiness. Have you not heard the latest Luke Combs?
I haven't heard any Luke Combs.
He looks like Stibbs.
No, I know that, but I haven't heard any.
I'll send you a whole catalog.
And it's happy country?
Yeah, it's good country. You're going to drink. You're going to hang out with your buddies. You're going to have a gal. You're probably going to be on a boat.
Yeah, but I've noticed, I don't know if I could drink with country guys because they typically tend to be like whiskey, bourbon, beer. I don't see a lot of clear toasting at country places.
Okay, well, you could start a trend.
In multiple regards? Or?
Well, I guess, I mean...
Cowboy Troy.
No, you got Jimmy Allen.
What, After Hours? He's white.
Country music star Jimmy Allen.
Google him.
Oh, you'll like him. He's good.
No, why will I like him? Because he's black?
No, not just because he's black. You like white people, too. You like me. Yeah.
Which one is it?
That's him. He's one of the hottest country artists going right now.
Yeah. I don't.
What throws you off about his picture?
The sombrero / cowboy hat? The pearls?
I have no idea what just happened in this segment. I have no idea what's happened to this show.
Wearing, that's a pearl necklace.
That he's wearing, yes.
What would I say? Want to go shoot some hoops? Play some cards?
This is his. That's his wife.
Oh, that's fine.
Alexis Gale.
That's fine.
Yeah, he's one of the hottest country artists going right now. You'd like him. Good music. Good message.
Are you... See, I never know. You fib so much. I never know if you're just messing with me.
No, he's hot right now.
Okay. Shane, is that true?
Shane doesn't listen to country. I'm the only one of those three that listen to country.
I know some country people, though.
Like?
I don't even recognize what we're doing.
Not the people who live like in Bennington and Blair.
Keith Urban.
There you go. That's good enough. B. Edwards coming next.
Big names, big games. We've got them all. 1620, The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.